Blog Talk Radio.
And we're excited about today's program. And perhaps you've been wondering about all the different challenges that have been going on around the world. Sometimes it seems like there's a never-ending story, or it's never going to stop. But that's just the way life is. Life is full of realities, full of challenges, full of different things that come our way, and we have to be able to deal with it. And perhaps today, in today's program, we're going to tell you how to deal with a lot of these here challenges that we face. There's been another revealing of a tragic situation that happened up in Chicago, the killing of the McDonald kid. He was shot 16 times, and it's unfortunate. It seemed like it's just a never-ending story, and it was hidden. And 14 months, it was. This happened back in 2014, and it's just now coming to light. And in the midst of it, the Chicago police chief, the superintendent of police, was fired. And amidst of all the upheaval and concern about it, something has to break loose. And we're going to talk about how to deal with some of these challenges that confront us as a society. It seems so much we don't know what to do. ISIS is becoming a threat. And I just want to say I really thank each of you who sent comments through words of expression about the program of ISIS threat with Frank Jackson, our international correspondent, who just did such a marvelous, wonderful job explaining how we need to be alert and aware of what's happening. But we don't have to be so in the spirit of fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And there's many of you that are listening today. You don't have a sound mind. You have a very unsettled mind, because you just don't know what to do. You're facing all these different challenges on the home front, within the neighborhood, within the city, in the nation. Who should we pick as president? They're all saying different messages, different things. I don't have job security. What should I do? I don't have enough finances to make ends meet. I'm operating from hand to mouth. How can I make it? How can I take it? What should I do? Well, I'm going to give you some answers. I'm going to let you know there is something that you can do that can make a difference. And we're concerned about that, because we know that once you make up your mind that it's not going to be business as usual with me, that I'm going to see a difference and a change in my life in 2016. I trust that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you took time, made time to be thankful, to give a word of expression of thanks and an attitude of gratitude to the Almighty God for how He looked after you, sustained you, and allowed you to see another Thanksgiving. And that's something to be very, very grateful for. So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to hit it. We're going to be talking about how you can make it in the midst of changing times. Okay. Welcome back to Straight Talk with Stan Macklin. And we're so glad to be able to come your way again. We're going to be talking on today's program, how you can make it, how you can take it in the midst of stressful, changing times. What should you do? What can you do? A lot of people just don't know what to do. They feel like they're out of it. They feel frustrated. They feel fearful. But I want you to know, it's not the outlook that determines your outcome. It's the uplook. And we need to not lose our faith, not lose our hope, not lose our trust in the Almighty God, knowing that God is definitely aware of what's going on and everything is going to be all right. But I want to give you a key. It's not necessarily a secret. It's a key that I use myself with all these insurmountable challenges that we face. And this key has been very pivotal in my life to help me and to sustain me in the midst of challenging, changing times. What do you do when you hear of chronic news that seems to be never-ending of police brutality? What do you do when you hear the damaging, really quite annoying accounts of ISIS beheadings? What do you do when you hear of events, natural catastrophes, and all kind of different things that are happening? What do you do when you're employed and it seems like your job security is at stake and you just don't know how to make it? Well, you can't make it if you don't know how to take it, if you don't know the key to endurance during that time of transition. And I'm going to tell you what I do personally. Here's my key. My key is I try to do what the scripture says. It's a simple thing that we make it hard. And that is 1 Peter 5:7, it says, tells us, casting all our cares upon him before he cares, because he cares for us. And that is the power of prayer. Now, I know that many of you that's listening, perhaps you're not a student of prayer. I say a student because prayer is something that you never really graduate from. It's something that you do, not only before you get ready to eat. Trouble as a state in a state of emergency. No, prayer becomes a habitual habit forming reality in your life that you use always, in season and out of season. And that is the key, brothers and sisters, is to be a person of prayer. Well, you may say, oh, well, I don't believe in that. It's too spiritual. Well, yes, it is spiritual. And it's because you don't believe is the reason why when you are faced with different insurmountable challenges or giants that come into your life, you don't know what to do. But prayer gives us the ability to be able to how to navigate to the next level. I say that because we are literally instructed to do that. When you try to solve challenges and concerns in your own strengths, that's not going to get it. As a matter of fact, it'll just can make you more frustrated. It could even make you more tiresome of the rigmarole of what you're going through. Because how do you cope with it? How do you deal with it? There are thousands of people who are literally walking around stressed and depressed and oppressed because they don't know how to let go and let God. I tell you, brothers and sisters, we're not to use it as an escape goat. No, by no means. No, we're to pray for all things and work for all things and put our prayers in the working clothes. But prayer is simply our time of conversation with, he is our Father, which art in heaven. And he wants us as his children to pray to him, to ask him concerning our personal affairs. He says we have not because we ask not. And so, should we pray for our president? Yes. As a matter of fact, we're instructed to pray for all those who are in authority, for kings, for presidents. Yes, we are. And that's the reason why many times we see a lot of circumstances that surround our leaders is because we don't pray. If we spent more time praying for them than talking about them, I think we could see a big change. But we have to rise up to the occasion and not make excuses for why we don't do it. You know, one of the joys I had this Thanksgiving was getting with my family. It's a family tradition. We get together, and each family is responsible for providing a lovely, luscious, very tasteful meal. We put it all together that is the composition of our family feast. And before we even bite into any of that beautiful family traditional meal, we ask a question. I ask the patriarch, excuse me, ask the question, what are you most thankful for? What are you most thankful for? And from the eldest to the youngest, they all go around and explain what that means to them. Why are they thankful? What does it mean to them? As a way of expressing family thanksgiving. And then after they do that, I give a little challenge, and then we pray. We thank God for watching over us, for keeping us, for keeping the death angel away from our family and allowing us to be able to come together, to assimilate together, and to be able to enjoy this time together, taking time, making time just to be together. We give thanks to God for watching over us and keeping us through hurt, harm, and danger, and through sicknesses. And it's our expression. It's an echo of our hearts in gratitude, an attitude of gratitude in the spirit of thanksgiving to God. We do that in family prayer. And I believe that that is so, so warm and so welcome by each of us, and so honored by the presence of God that how he just preserves and watches over our family because of our commitment to do that. Now, I don't know. You might have just done the opposite. You might feel that you don't really have nothing to be thankful for, and you just couldn't wait just to sink your teeth into that turkey or that pumpkin pie and that gravy and dressing. You just couldn't wait. Well, you should thank God. You should be grateful. You should be expressing. But that is something that we do as a family concerning our contribution to being committed to one another. And then we enjoy the family. We enjoy the family feasts and everything. And sincerely and really take time and make time to get to know one another. Not take for granted because we're family. We already know each other. But we all are experiencing different challenges and different levels in our life of experiences. And take a time and ask, how are you doing? What's going on in your life? And listening is so important. Well, brothers and sisters, this is how we do it. But I want to encourage you, with all that's going on in this world today, all the doom and gloom and seemingly despair, I would suggest to you that you can take it, you can make it, if you will make prayer a priority in your life. Make it not a perchance event, but make it a serious
event in your life where you will take the opportunity to pray. Do you have a daily prayer life? Do you have a time where you thank God for rising to begin a brand new day? And at the conclusion of that day, yet alone, during the course of that day, do you take time to thank God for guiding you, keeping you, helping you, sustaining you? You know, it's interesting sometimes when I drive in the car with people and you see how people are really stressed when they drive, because you have to really drive defensively today. And you don't know, course of a day, how many times things are happening to try to circumvent your peace of mind. And we need to work at that. We need to work at that because, according to John 10:10, it says the thief, which in that case is talking about the enemy of our souls, the devil, Satan, comes about as a roaring lion, seeketh whom he may devour. And it also says that he comes forth to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And so we need to use prayer as a spiritual weapon, not an escape launching pad to get away from what we're facing, but to go come boldly to the throne of grace to talk to God about what we're faced with. Yes, there's a lot of ugliness that is going on in our country today, and it's non-excusable. And yes, we must do more than just pray. We must get to the root of why this exists. But prayer does help to root up and root out evil and things that are beyond our control. Because, you see, the circumstances we face many times, there are certain levels of circumstances. There are levels of circumstances such as circumstances we face from being in control. And there's some things that we feel we just got to be in control of, but it creates circumstances. And it would be best if we just let go and let God take control of the situation. Then there's some things that are beyond our control. They're beyond our control, and the reason why it's like that, because they're out of control. And when it gets to that stage where things are beyond our control because of things that have been out of control, that's a time where you got to call on for divine help. And you got to be honest and sincere and just say, look, God, I need your help. I need you to help me because I'm so full of the negative effects of this circumstances that I don't know what to do but call on you. And I'm calling on you for your gracious power to help me and to guide me and to sustain me and keep me in the midst of everything I'm going through. I may not understand it. Maybe my family don't understand me. Maybe my best friend don't understand me. But I know you understand me. Maybe my wife or my husband or my kids don't understand me, but I know you have promised me that you will never leave me nor forsake me. So in the midst of all these current affairs, in the midst of all these current events, I can trust in you, because greater is he that is in me than is he that is in the world. And you, our listener, person that's right there listening right today, this program is for you. Let me ask you a question. Are you spending time talking to God in prayer? Are you putting your prayers in working clothes? Are you doing the very best you can to make a difference? You can't expect a difference to come if you're being indifferent, if you're not being willing and open for change to come, and you're not praying about it. You can't expect anything to take place. So I think that we ought not to be able to be afraid about all these things that are going on, and there's a lot that's going on, but we can take it. Yes, we can. We can make it. because we know how to use the key. And since we're talking about that key, the key of prayer, you heard it. Prayer is the key. It is. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. If you have a brand new car, but if you don't have a key, it's not going anywhere. You must have the key. You must have the key, and you must use it to be able to start the engine. Why not start the engine in your life by starting the prayer, starting to pray, and to allow God to make a rich difference in your life today? It's very important. It's very important. Very, very important. You know, nothing will happen in your life if you don't make a commitment. And I want to challenge you to make a commitment. I, on a daily basis, I have a peace pledge that a good friend, a wonderful friend of mine, shared with me. His name is Marvin Rome. And this is the peace pledge. First of all, it means that I will work on myself. This means personal development, working on myself. That's right. Nobody else but just me, inside and out, to develop, grow, and change. I want to see this happen in my life. Literally, I will work on my issues, concerns, hurts, pains, and goals. I will, with support and assistance, strive to develop the tools necessary for me to become a better person. I will welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I am becoming a better person every day, one day at a time. And that means change. That means I will learn new ways to cope and refrain from self-destructive behaviors and attitudes. I will. It also means bringing my life affairs in order with the use of prayer and planning and preparation. By prayer, I will pray to God and ask for his help and guidance in my life. By planning and my life affairs in order with the use of planning and preparation. And by planning and preparation, I will organize my life, my finances, and keeping myself, which means that I will be concerned about my health, my living environment. I will strive to keep things neat and orderly. I will learn to be accountable, not only for my actions, but also for my thoughts. And with my thoughts, because my thoughts give life to all of my actions, feelings, and behaviors, I must learn to begin to control my thoughts so I can control myself by allowing the Spirit of God to be in the driver's seat of my life. I will combine the concepts of effort, which means to try and commit myself, never quitting and never giving up, to make a strong commitment to myself, giving my all to myself, my life, and the program which is here to support me in every area within myself. That's straight talk, brothers and sisters. That's what it takes for a brand new you to transpire in your life. It can happen. It can happen. And you can be sure that you can make it and you can take it. You don't have to be afraid of anything. Not at all. Because the best is yet to come. It's going to come, and it's going to come in a way that you least expect, because prayer not only changes things, it changes people. It changes people. So if you're not a student of prayer, will you take the effort to enroll today? Will you be a person who's willing to commit? And I'm going to do that right now. to you and the listening audience during this holiday season, I'm going to pray with you. In the midst of this season of Thanksgiving and giving, we're going to pray that a brand new you will transpire within your life. Father God, I want to thank you for Straight Talk. I want to thank you for this program today, because I know that you care and you're concerned about each and every listener. I know that each and every one of us have different challenges that we face in our life. We're all going through something. And above all, without you, we can't do nothing. We can't give up. It's only in you. And our weaknesses comes about when we see the things that are happening around society today, things that are inexcusable, things that are unaccountable, things that are just out of control because of us being in control, and things that are even beyond our control. So we ask for your help. We ask for your guidance. We ask for your strength. Strengthen us. Strengthen us in ways that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we don't have to give up or give in to nonsense. Let us know that everything is going to work out all right. And by faith, wherever we are right now, we're riding in our automobile, if we're sitting on our couch or in our bedroom or in our living room or kitchen, and as we listen to this program, we want to let go right now. We want to release right now our time of being in the driver's seat, and we ask that you have your way. You make the difference in our life. You know what it takes to mold us and to shape us to be the kind of person that you would have us to be. So we're going to do everything we can do to let go and let you make that new reality come alive in our life. And we want to thank you this day, and we want to praise you, and we want to give you the glory. In the wonderful, blessed name of Christ, praise you and thank you. Amen. And amen. Well, I'm sure you've been listening to Straight Talk today, and it's been a real blessing to you. And we want you to know that this program is here for you. It's a program that's concerned about the current affairs and current events that's going on in our world today. And we never want to be able to give up or to give in to what is confronting us on a daily basis. But now that I've given you the key, you know what to do. And what to do is to not only pray, but to put your prayers in working clothes, remembering above all that it's not the outlook, but it's the uplook that can make the difference. Have a very beautiful weekend, and know that the best is yet to come. This has been Stan Macklin with Straight Talk.